It was during February of 1957, 60 long years ago, when it was announced in the Eastern Daily Press and the Eastern Evening News that an event would be taking place, one which would worry the grown-ups and delight the cats. For many, life was never quite the same again. A black-and-white world was bursting into colour with the arrival of crazy rock and roll. The kids turned into cool cats and teddy boys. The hair was getting big, beehives and quiffs. There was jiving in the streets and the music was getting louder and louder. No wonder the oldies were getting worried. The man to arrive in Norwich to pave the way for this raw and rather raunchy rock and roll music was an unlikely-looking hero. A chubby chap with a kiss curl, a Homburg hat and loud socks. His name was Bill Haley. Elvis Presley he was not, but he was the nearest we got to having an original rock and roll king playing in Norwich. His music was so different, so new, so exciting. People loved it or hated it at a time when there were even those who looked down their noses at trad jazz and that awful skiffle malarkey. But occasionally trouble came with it. The warning signs arrived at the end of 1956 when the rock around the clock triggered riots across the country, and yes, there was even a spot of bother in Norwich when it played at the Regal on Dereham Road. They were dancing in the aisles and running down the streets, banging on cars. There were reports that teddy boys from as far afield as Ipswich and King's Lynn had turned up for a spot of bother, and the police in Norwich were waiting for them. So, when it was announced that Mr. Haley and his Comets were actually coming to Norwich to play at the much-loved old Carlton Cinema, which became the Gaumont and then a bingo hall before being demolished, the authorities were slightly concerned. Big Bill was really on his way. Two shows on at the Carlton on March the 6th, 1957. The tickets, 4,000 of them, were like gold dust, and his arrival was planned like a military operation. The police and city fathers were worried about large-scale riots. Fans gathered at Thorpe Station from the early hours, waiting for the arrival of Bill and his Comets. To no avail. Where was he? More than 100 fans were waiting for the Norfolkman train to pull in at midday. Others assembled outside the Royal Hotel at the top of Prince of Wales Road. But there was no sign of the man himself. Temperatures rose during the afternoon. Crowds were waiting outside the Colton. Would Bill really be coming to Norwich? Then, according to the Evening News and the EDP of the day, at 7 minutes to 7, when the first house was well underway, an ordinary Austin taxi stopped at the forgotten stage door and two Homburg hats were swallowed up into the building. It was the nearest anyone got to a private glimpse of the man. Inside the picture house, the tension was mounting. Among the audience and keeping a watchful eye on proceedings from the balcony was the Chief Constable of Norwich, Alan Plume, in evening dress and accompanied by local dignitaries. "Mr. Haley asks you all to keep to your seats," came the announcement, even when a girl in the front stall stepped forward to lay her coat over the empty orchestra pit. "There was a slight stir among the watchers," said our report. Then the warm-up acts were over and Mr. Haley, complete with yellow fluorescent socks, walked on stage and the roof almost came off the Carlton. The audience was clapping, stamping, screaming, bouncing and rocking. Even the balcony was rising and falling to the beat, but our report doesn't say whether or not the Chief Constable was rocking. Bill played his hits and, of course, they loved him. They were still dancing in the streets and shouting, "Rock, rock, rock," long after the star had headed off into the night. He didn't hang about. And as our report said, people had to pay to see Mr. Haley.